I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. November 13th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. This year, Mission Network News will be airing a special broadcast featuring Brother Andrew of Open Doors and others as we highlight the plight of the persecuted believers worldwide. Andrew says IDOP can be the starting point of a mission stirring.
In the day of prayer, many people pray sincerely. God will speak to many and say, how about answering your own prayer? If you pray for more missions, God says, why don't you go? And you pray for relief and funds, God says, why don't you give?
Contact your local radio station to find out when they'll be airing the IDOP event. Meanwhile, the Call Boys of Zambia are young men who stand at bus stops helping load people onto buses. Society views them as lower than prostitutes, but Christian World Outreach says these young people are now committing their lives to Jesus and are making incredible outreach decisions. CWO's Greg Yoder says it all started 2 years ago with an effort to befriend them. That grew into a Bible study.
Many of them became Christians, and then it became a discipleship group with the young men. These are brand new Christians that knew nothing of what Christ had done for them.
And Wycliffe Associates calls one of their most vibrant ministries Kids Zone International. This particular project touches families by ministering to missionary children. While parents are involved with regional language missionary conferences, KidZone teams offer a vacation Bible school that helps keep kids learning. Team members touch young lives while providing a direct impact on Bible translation. 8 teams are being assembled for ministry during 2006. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.